Unlock your Bible. Discover the true meaning of life. Learn the cause of world problems and the astounding solution. Prove for yourself what the future holds. In the Trumpet Literature Library, you will find answers to life's most important questions. Explore these vital titles on Trumpet Bookshelf.
Welcome to Trumpet Bookshelf. I'm Grant Turgeon. A mighty beast is awakening from slumber in Europe. You would think more people in the world would notice the awakening of this beast. And yet most people are completely oblivious. Of course, I'm talking about the Holy Roman Empire. The book of Revelation, along with the book of Daniel, prophesy of seven resurrections of the Holy Roman Empire. This formidable church-state combine, where a massive, powerful, false church empowers one leader. And this is taking place in Europe down through the millenniums. In fact, it's pretty much been happening for almost 2,000 years now. Europe historically has been a very divided continent until the Holy Roman Empire arises on the scene. They turn from fighting against each other to at last experiencing a little bit of unity. Europe has the potential to become the greatest superpower in the world today. If only the Holy Roman Empire would make a comeback. Well, it is. That beast is awakening in Europe, home to over half a billion people, an economy twice the size of China's, and much larger than the economy of the United States. Europe has slowly cooperated more and more over the last probably 5 or 6 or 7 decades. Since the end of World War II in 1945, Europe really has become much stronger. Obviously, World War II tore them apart, but they're back on the scene. Germany has rebuilt from the rubble of World War II with the help of their arch rival, the United States. And Germany is ready to lead the seventh and final resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire. This church-state combine that has inflicted massive suffering and bloodshed over many centuries. There's an article right now at thetrumpet.com titled "Party Founded by SS Officers Wins in Austria." This is by Joshua Michels. Here is one of these subtle signs that the Holy Roman Empire is awakening from slumber. If you know where to look, you can spot the Holy Roman Empire rising. But here in this article, Mr. Michels talks about the Freedom Party of Austria winning the national election for the first time ever in Austria's history. Now, on the surface, this party does have some pretty understandable policies, some policies that probably would help a lot of people. This Freedom Party of Austria opposes the maddening influx of migrants into the continent. They are against the extreme tyrannical coronavirus restrictions. They are against all of the climate change initiatives. Basically, humans jousting with windmills, acting like we are saving the planet by shutting down industry. Meanwhile, everyone supports clean water and clean land and things like that. Climate change is really an extreme movement, though. They advocate for eating bugs, not eating meat, not driving or flying. Meanwhile, all the elites who advocate for these changes are completely hypocritical. So the Freedom Party of Austria is not interested in the climate change hoax. And they also stand against the nation's current anti-family policies. So really on the surface, you could see why the average Austrian would vote for this party. However, there is a dark underbelly to this political party in Austria. This party was founded by SS officers, higher up men in Adolf Hitler's Nazi regime. Now, a lot more people should be disturbed by this. I mean, you think about these political parties and these leaders. Why can't they just make a new political party that doesn't have this kind of troubling history with the Nazis? If they really disavow that history, why not start fresh and be free of those troubling historical associations? Hitler was actually born in Austria. Austria actually supported the Nazis for part of World War II. This is the reality on the ground. This is something that ought to be prominent in all their history books as a reminder, because history does repeat itself. Austria has a history of supporting the Nazis, and they should be aware not to make a similar mistake ever again. As Mr. Michels points out here in this article, following Hitler's defeat, Austria was treated more as a victim than accomplice. Austrians today are less ashamed of their historic role, a sign of grave trouble for the future. As Mr. Michels points out here in this article, again, an article titled "Party Founded by SS Officers Wins in Austria" at thetrumpet.com. The rise of the so-called far right in Austria is far from the only problem going on in Europe. In fact, the far right is gaining popularity all across the continent because it seems like only far right parties are addressing the real problems in Europe. Now, again, a lot of these parties have these historical ties that are really quite unsavory, connections to the Nazis and such. And yes, they probably should just abolish those parties and start fresh. But doesn't that tell us a lot that they won't do so? That they won't start fresh, free from those Nazi ties? Yes, these are the parties that just happen to be advocating for policies that would help the most people. As Europe does struggle against economy-crushing regulations, a wave of migrant crime, the destruction of their common culture and identity. Family is under attack. Regular Europeans see these problems, and they also see a void. There's hardly any political parties to vote for that will actually face these problems head on. You might say there's a leadership vacuum in Europe. We are witnessing a clash of civilizations all over the West as politicians who are largely unaffected by their own ideas, their own rules, are inflicting suffering on the regular people. There's no logical explanation for letting millions of Islamic radicals into your country. So, of course, the people are going to look for a solution somewhere. Mr. Michels makes the point, though, but what makes the rise of the far right so dangerous is that it echoes past evil. Far right parties are looking to the history of the Holy Roman Empire to establish their cultural identity. So actually, these political parties are in many ways proud of the bloody history of the Holy Roman Empire. That's why they won't disavow their historical connections. That's why they won't start new political parties free from these historical ties to bloody dictatorships like Adolf Hitler's. They want to resurrect the Holy Roman Empire. They want to return to a Christian Europe. Really, that's false Christianity, inspired by the Catholic Church, where the Holy Roman Empire would persecute, torture, and kill anyone who got in their way. Anyone who disagreed with Roman Catholic doctrine. Plenty of other kinds of Christians besides Catholics have been victimized by the Holy Roman Empire. You see, this is just an opportunity for the Catholic Church to exert power, gaining control of kingdoms and nations, just as the Bible said they would, and attacking their enemies. Mr. Michel writes, during the Spanish Inquisition, the Habsburg dynasty, ruling from Vienna, Austria, ordered the mass killings of heretics. Mr. Michels continues, looking to that history, Hitler brought the crown jewels of the Holy Roman Empire from Vienna to Nuremberg just after annexing Austria in 1938 and just before sending Jews to death camps. This wasn't a coincidence. You can look at Revelation chapter 17 and see that we are in the midst of a seventh and final resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire. Hitler was part of that sixth resurrection, along with Mussolini and the fascists in Italy. But we see the seventh resurrection rising today. The seventh resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire. This beast awakening from slumber in Europe. And the trumpet is sounding the alarm. We're crying out a warning message that people need to wake up. God always warns before sending punishment. The Holy Roman Empire is going to inflict a lot of punishment on the nations of Israel, primarily America and Britain, the Jews in the Middle East as well. And yet our people are asleep to the threat. Revelation 17, verse 14 shows that the false church that is the unifying power behind the Holy Roman Empire will actually lead this Holy Roman Empire to fight Jesus Christ when he returns. This is a great counterfeit church, the Catholic Church. And they've always persecuted God's one true church. And they've always led nations and kingdoms and empires to persecute God's church as well. And very soon, they will lead the Holy Roman Empire to fight against Jesus Christ himself when he comes back to earth. Revelation 17, verse 6 says, "And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration." God gave this vision to the Apostle John. This woman represents a great false church. Anytime a woman is mentioned in the Bible as a symbol, it is referring to a church. But here, this woman is drunken with the blood of the saints. This woman is intoxicated by her power to destroy God's people. We have a trends article at thetrumpet.com titled, "Why the Trumpet Watches Europe's Ongoing Unification Project." People in general have a very high opinion of Europe. Europe is pretty much the most interesting part of the world to study historically, a place of castles and battles, of art and culture. Europe is an old civilization from which we take a lot of our ideas and practices today. But Europe isn't dead as far as being a world power. European power did not die on all those ancient battlefields. Remember, Germany has started World War I and World War II. Your Bible says Germany will start World War III, leading a tent nation, united Europe, empowered by a great false church. And so we have to be aware of what is going on. We have to watch world events as they relate to Europe, as they relate to all of these world hotspots. But out of Europe will come this beast, this church-state combine with a very bloody history. We should see it coming. Herbert W. Armstrong, our predecessor, certainly saw it coming. Even right after World War II, when Germany was destroyed, Mr. Armstrong said Germany would rise again. This trends article says that this forecast of Germany leading the old Roman Empire was really the signature prophecy of Mr. Armstrong's work. That was really what Mr. Armstrong focused on prophetically. The reunification of Germany leading to the reunification of Europe. In 1989, just a few years after Mr. Armstrong died in 1986, the Berlin Wall fell. U.S. President Ronald Reagan, globally, publicly humiliated. The leader of the USSR, Mikhail Gorbachev, and President Reagan told Gorbachev to tear down this wall. Gorbachev listened, and then he resigned. And then the USSR collapsed. They lost the information war. And everyone could see that communism was an inferior system of government. West Germany and East Germany were reunited when the Berlin Wall fell. When the people took pickaxes to that wall and tore it down. No longer was East Germany strangled by communism under the jackboot of the USSR. Finally, they could experience freedom. But little did we know during that time, as we focused on the threat of communism spreading around the world, that we'd actually be enabling another threat to rise. Tearing down that wall reunified and strengthened Germany, allowing them to become the leader of Europe once again. Europe now has common currency. Germany has bailed out many European nations and created a master-servant dynamic. Europe is starting to cooperate militarily under a central command, different nations' militaries under a central command on certain missions. And so Germany is rising, and they are taking charge of Europe. And Europe is uniting. And these old ways, this disturbing history, these Nazi connections in Austria, in other places, are not being disavowed. The people are not as ashamed of that history as they should be. So when we fail to learn from history, what happens? Again, Europe is in trouble, is besieged by crises. So, of course, they need solutions. But is the right solution really in a strong leader who is going to resurrect the Holy Roman Empire? Is that really what the world needs? Do we really need more bloodshed and more tyranny from the Holy Roman Empire? Jesus Christ tells us in Luke 21, verse 36, to watch and pray. We need to keep up with the news at thetrumpet.com. Understand what's happening in Europe. Be diligent in watching those events and then praying about those events. Praying for God's will to be done in Europe and all over the world as God completes his master plan. It's really an exciting time to be alive and to witness what is taking place in Europe. It's all happening exactly the way God said it would. The mighty beast is awakening in Europe. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Trumpet Bookshelf.
You've been listening to Trumpet Bookshelf. Please email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for new episodes every Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time.